Welcome back to WGXC. That was our own Stephen Merritt. And I say our own because he moved here recently, and of the Magnetic Fields with the Book of Love. And speaking of books and love, we love the Hudson Book Festival, and we're going to continue with our conversations with authors. And I have three new authors in the merry-go-round of book festival conversations. I have Allison Formetto, Debbie Dady, and Doug Snelson here in the studio. And we're going to talk about picture books as teaching tools, I'm looking forward to, I guess we could all tell a little bit about our backgrounds. Anyone want to give a little bit of a bio?
Hi, I'm Allison, and my books are nature picture books. I have a book, my first book is This Tree Counts, and then I have These Bees Count and These Seas Count. So clearly I love writing about the environment and about taking care of the world around us. I come from a journalism background. I wrote for magazines and newspapers, and it was an author that inspired me to start writing for books, because it was Lawrence Pringle, another children's author, and he said, if you're doing all this research and you love learning about nature and writing articles about it and writing articles in magazines, why not write for a book that will be in a library or a school for years and years and years? That's my background.
That's great. So good. I'm looking forward to talking about those books that you brought in, too. And Debbie.
Hi, I'm Debbie Dady, and my background is a teaching background, and then I became a librarian. And you know how you say, oh, one of these days I want to write a story? Well, a friend of mine said that to me, and I said, well, let's do it together. So we wrote a book called Vampires Don't Wear Polka Dots that turned into a series of over 60 books called The Adventures of the Bailey School Kids. And with my teaching background, I believe that any time a child reads, they're learning. But my newest series not only hopefully has a lot of fun fiction in it, but it also has an opportunity to learn about the environment, and particularly the ocean. It's called Mermaid Tales, and the newest one, I believe, is going to be at the Hudson Book Festival, and it's called The Lost Princess.
Great. Thanks, Debbie.
Good afternoon. My name is Doug Snelson, and I am an author of two books. One is called Who's Got the Face? And the other is The Fable of the Snake Named Slim. And I got into this about, say 6-7 years ago. I had always written stories for my children. And although I have a master's in communication, I never really applied it to writing stories until my children got much older. So those stories and poems and things that I would write for them through their young years and as they became teenagers and now adults, all of a sudden one day found themselves as published books. And my daughter, Renee, is the illustrator. And my wife and I formed a company. And what I try to do is go to as many schools as possible. And I go to kindergarten through second graders. And I read my stories to try to share with them some of the love that's in my heart that I've expressed in my books.
Well, that's great. So that's how you use the books as a teaching tool, Doug, by visiting schools and doing and reading.
Yes.
And do you guys want to talk about?
I think Allison and I both visit schools, and with my teaching background, it's a lot of fun to see the kids' reactions to my stories.
One of the best things that happened to me, especially during April, Earth Day Month, with nature books, I do a lot of school visits, students and teachers doing their own research on trees, on bees, on the oceans, writing essays, doing artwork that goes with my books or supports the environment and about my books. Students, I'm part of Authors for Earth Day, as are some of the other authors, I'm sure, here at the Hudson Festival, and we raised over $800 to help with Sandy relief, but the students had to do research for that. So it is a way of using books also to learn about the environment and to encourage writing skills and math skills as well in my books.
And so all three of you are using books as teaching tools. What makes a book particularly suited to be a teaching tool?
Well, I think this I'm hearing lately, of course, is core curriculum. And one of the buzzwords that seems to go with core curriculum is content-rich fiction. So nonfiction is very popular with core curriculum. But content-rich fiction is also being promoted. And I believe what that means is fiction that has a fun story to it, but it also has some sort of learning possibility to it. For instance, the Mermaid Tales, I have all kinds of sea creatures involved in with the interaction with the merkids. For instance, the book Danger in the Deep Blue Sea, the kids run into a great white shark, and we learn about the great white sharks in the context of the story.
Yes, I agree. My second book, The Fable of the Snake Named Slim, has a very strong teaching element to it. Slim is a wobbler who wants to be a wiggler, and through an event recognizes that he should accept himself as who he is. And when I go to the schools, I spend time talking about one of the specific lines in the book, and that is, he could move boulders with unseen shoulders, and he could do it when it really counted. And, of course, snakes don't have shoulders. So it's about character, and it's about making choices. It's about having courage to make good decisions, not only for yourself, but for your friends, even though you might feel different. Slim, a wobbler, his friends, all wigglers. He wants to wiggle, but he realizes that even though he still wants to wiggle, he's satisfied now with being a wobbler. So I find that's very effective with the younger kids, and we can get into a dialogue. And it also creates a framework for an anti-bullying discussion, even though the word anti-bullying is never in the book at all.
I find, this is Allison speaking, that I talk to students about my journalism background and about research. My books are considered literary nonfiction. I have bees that talk, trees that talk, and the seas that talk. But all the facts in my book are highly researched. I have the Rutgers University Marine Field Station professor that helped me with this one. I talked to the beekeeper at the White House, and the head beekeeper of New Jersey helped me with my bees story, and these bees count. So all the facts are correct. And so one of the fun ways my books can be used, and also educational, going along with that buzzword, the core curriculum, is choosing a subject you really like. Maybe it's soccer, maybe it's dance, maybe it's watching American Idol on TV, whatever it is, music. But you can choose one of those subjects and you can do the research, ripple effect, talk to first people in your community about that subject, if you can meet local beekeepers like I did, and then ripple out, talk to the state beekeeper. And then I talked, you know, as I went on, I even spoke to a beekeeper via email that was in Brazil who has a beekeeping donkey. So you can have the ripple effect of research, and that's really exciting for kids for whatever subject they're interested in.
I definitely appreciated Allison's research. This is Debbie speaking. She told me about how bees can help me with my allergies. So I really appreciate that research. Thanks, Allison.
That's amazing. So Debbie, have you had to interview any actual mermaids for your story?
I've interviewed two mermaids for Mermaid Tales, and got to visit a lot of oceans. I've been to the beach quite a few times, and was lucky enough to go to National Aquariums in Washington, D.C. and Baltimore to do some book signings. So that was a lot of fun, and met mermaids there, too.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, it's clear you guys are bubbling over with awesome connection to, well, literally. Yeah. We have a fish in the studio as well, a goldfish hat. And so I'm sure that you're doing some workshops tomorrow at the festival.
I'm doing a shark making workshop at, look in the schedule for Debbie Dady, and I'll see you there. We'll make some sharks together.
Shark making, great.
I'm doing a workshop sharing these seas count, and about how even when you're just sitting here in a landlocked state, like I came from Arkansas, but everything you dispose of could eventually end up in the ocean. It's about taking care of our world and the oceans.
And although I'm not doing a workshop, I had the most amazing day at the JLE Elementary School this morning, where I was reading both of my books, kindergarten through second grade. And, you know, the one question the kids always ask is, how do you write a book? And just as Allison and Debbie said, you know, I always say, find what you feel in your heart, find what you feel in your mind and your soul, and get that out. Get that out onto onto paper, and you don't have to be perfect. So,
well, that's a wonderful conclusion. I think we can't go any further than that. I appreciate you guys coming over to the studio, and we're looking forward to the book festival. And thanks again for sharing with us.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Bye now.